Welcome to Who Said You Have To, where we discuss how society dictates to us who we must be and how we must live our lives.
In this podcast, we will also help you find ways to choose the life you want to live with no fear or judgment.
My name is Laura Schmidt. Tina and I know the things discussed today are not what society has taught us to believe, but I choose to believe in my own ability to see what is truth and what is not truth.
My name is Tina Mason, and Laura and I challenge you to join us in believing in your own ability to find your truth, not what society has dictated you must believe to be accepted or loved.
The truth is, you are loved exactly as you are, right here, right now. No human is more vital than another. You matter.
And you have the free will to walk your own path with no fear and no judgment. We encourage you to have faith in yourself.
And remember,
who said you have to?
In today's episode, we will be having a live interview with the amazing and spectacular Andrea Nile, a Fabu MC and performer. And we are going to just sit here and chatter for a moment until we get her up here. And we're just waiting for her to come on.
We are very excited to have Andrea. She brings an energy like no other, I think, to this event. All our speakers are amazing, but Andrea is going to bring that kick and entertain make it fun.
Exactly.
And here she is.
We are going to be bringing her on now. She's just such an amazing human. Hello, beautiful girl.
Hello.
We are so excited to have you on here today.
I'm so excited to be on here with you guys today. So I'm just reiterating myself. Hold on 1 second. So I'm going to mute myself.
Okay, we'll chatter about how cool you are while you're muted.
Okay.
So
go for it. Tell me all about it.
So we, Laura and I met Andrea through Ryan Allen.
Fabulous Ryan Allen.
And yeah, we were so, he told us about her and how amazing she was. And we were just kind of like, okay, well, let's meet her, you know. Yeah. And OMG.
Love at first sight.
It was absolutely love at first sight because she was just so spectacular. And I myself went through my own like personal issues recently. And she was just, because she's a
transformational.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Transformational life coach. And she was able to just, in a few words, get me to go, whoop.
Yeah, I think she could have reached her hand through the phone. She would have.
Oh, she would have.
A couple smacks.
Oh, she would have absolutely smacked me.
Do that.
Oh, wait, that's me.
Yeah, that would have been Laura. So, all right, Andrea, so thank you so much for taking your time. I'm sorry about the confusion on the time difference. I didn't realize UK just moved their clocks back an hour, and we don't do it until
the next week.
So she was like, it's not till 7, and I said, well, it should be 7 now, and you're like, no, it's not.
I was like, wait, it's the clocks. The clocks went back. Oh, I got an extra hour, but it made me early for your appointment. But hey, it's all good.
I appreciate you being available to us. We really do appreciate it. Andrea, tell us about you.
What do you want to know?
Who is Andrea?
I know lots of stuff about you, but I want you to tell us about what are you currently doing? And then we'll go to like your spiritual journey of how you got to what you're doing now.
Okay, thank you. So I am currently, I'm the CEO of ISI Coaching, and I run a life coaching practice, a transformational life coaching practice. And we specialize in, I guess you'd call it rapid transformational coaching, that really kind of focuses on healing and healing trauma, helping people to, you know, recover from trauma, whether they be recent traumas or childhood trauma. We do a lot of shadow work. I've helped people who suffered from depression and anxiety and stuff. They've come and had coaching and, you know, have seen significant improvements in their mental well-being. You know, my passion is people, and I am on a spiritual journey, and I had firsthand experience of, you know, suffering from depression for 16 years. And that's a long time to be depressed for. And I got to a super low point and wanted to help myself to heal, and had a conversation with the infinite. And he said to me, if you want to heal, help others to heal. And that become my life's purpose, to help others heal through whatever way I can, whether it's just being me or, you know, just saying hi or singing a song or, you know, coaching, or, you know, he's given me lots of tools and I like to use them all.
Yeah. And I'm just going to, I got to give you some kudos. So this is how much I believe in Andrea. I myself personally have had conversations with her that she has helped me through shifting my perception on things. And she also works with my 26-year-old daughter as well. So my daughter is one of her clients, and Andrea had me come on and speak for one of her advanced classes, and they were the coolest group of women. I tell you, they were just so amazing. And to see how much love and reverence they all have for Andrea was just so, just absolutely amazing. You can see that these women are just so grateful for all that she's done for them.
Oh, when I hear it, it's really weird, because I think was we talking yesterday, and I was saying things that are natural to us or are not normal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I hear you saying what you're saying, and I'm like, oh, she sounds awesome.
You know, Ryan Allen said something to me, I believe it was yesterday. And, you know, it was when he said it, I mean, like, I knew it was true, but it was like, oh, yeah, okay, I guess that's true, you know. And but what he said was, because I was talking about doing my Fabio video, mm-hmm. and I said, you know, I need to get it done, and I just don't really know what to, like, you know, I haven't written out my script yet and everything. And he said, I said, but I don't know what to say. God will give me the words. And he said, Tina, when you speak, it's always so articulate and purposeful, and every word mm-hmm. that you speak has meaning. And I was like, yeah, because you're not alone with me with Laura when we're just but anyway, so it was really I thought that was very sweet of him. But when I thought about it, I was like, yeah, you know what, when I speak to people, especially about like FabU or about free will healing, I am usually pretty articulate. It's my passion.
Our passion.
Yeah.
So, Andrea, will you tell us what is the name of your business?
It's ISI. That's an acronym for Iron Sharpens Iron, which basically means that, you know, I sharpen you, you sharpen me, we sharpen each other. And it's very much geared around, as you know, as coaches, we tend to look upon as people who have it all together. And we have all the answers, and we are perfect. And we've, you know, we sleep meditating, we wake up meditating, you know. I meditate all day long.
All day.
You know, and it's like people tend to look at coaches as people that just have everything together. And the thing about ISI coaching is I keep it very real. You know, mm-hmm. my thing is truth always, even when it's shitty. You know, I can be in a session with a client and I'm one of those coaches, I'll cry with you, you know, because sometimes you may say something that really impacts me. And mm-hmm. I'm not too grown, or I'm not too healed to have one of my clients situation helped me to heal in that very same moment. And I really do go through that experience where as I help others to heal, I'm hearing from spirit for you, but I'm also hearing from spirit for me because I can relate to what you might be going through at that moment. And sometimes I might forget stuff that I've learned, and because I have to bring it in a session, it reminds me. So we heal together, and you know, I make sure that you feel like you're not in a clinical session where, you know, it's, you've got to be perfect. Like we just, it feels like a conversation with an old friend. And, but while I'm doing this conversation, I'm dropping nuggets and I'm opening up your mindset to new thoughts and new ideas, because the way to heal, even as the Bible says, is to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And it's the way to think about things that keep us in certain places. And I say this is, I say to some of my clients that if you want to get what you've never got, you've got to do what you've never done. So you've got to think. Never thought. So
there'll be times that Tina will be in a session and I'll be in there with her, and she'll be talking to a client, and I'll be like, was that really for me? You know, yeah, it touched something about me. And so I heard the message. I was like, yeah, I got a message in here as well. So yeah, just like you said, you know, healing others helps you heal. Yeah. At the same time.
Yeah.
And the important thing is that the message is always the same. Like the human message is always the same. It's the scenario or the situation may be different. Maybe it is, you know, for me, it's between me and my husband, between, you know, with Laura, it's between her and her mother, between, you know, my client, it is them and their sibling. Mm. But the answer to it is always the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is just that all of our scenarios are different. I think that if we start looking at life that way, of that we're all living the same situations, they're just different scenarios.
Yeah, we're just having
the energy of the situation is the same.
But the energy is the same. But we experience the experience is a different experience each. You know, like I might stub my toe, or you might hit your elbow, but we've both experienced pain. But as you said, it's a different scenario, but it's like everybody goes through things differently. Everybody experiences things differently. And with ISI coaching, it's helping people to choose what they desire to experience from that experience, or going back to old experience and realizing that even in this present moment, you still have the power to change your experience or something that you experienced way back. Because if you change your perception of it, it will change the whole experience for you. You'll be able to look at it differently. And that is so healing when you can go back and look at it from a different perspective. And once you, I say this, once you see, you cannot unsee. And once you hear, you cannot unhear. So the healing already takes place. It almost happens subconsciously, especially if you say something that really resonates. And for me, that's what it's about. It's about even spaces like this, listening to different people's talks and just hearing something that resonates with you. You know, me sharing about when I was suffering from or experiencing depression, or when I experienced anxiety, or when I experienced grief, or when I experienced heartbreak, or all of these different things I've gone through and I've experienced them. But what has helped me to heal is to change my perspective about them. Take the good. Right. There's always a positive and a negative. There's always a positive and a negative. But we forget that we have the power to choose in that moment. Choose. If you get kicked out of your job, you lose your job, and you can sit down and cry and wallow for weeks. Or you can realize that this is now a new opportunity for you to just choose what you want to do from this moment, instead of staring at the past moment in a negative way. Because for some of us, the truth is, if we didn't get fired, we wouldn't leave. We're in that comfort zone. Mm-hmm.
You're getting me all riled up and excited about life.
You got to get out that comfort zone. Because... I told, no, it's so true, because that I actually sent out a post today and I was like, everything that you desire, all the highest experiences are outside of the comfort zone. All of them are mm-hmm. outside of the comfort zone, and all the comfort zone is there for is to be conquered. That's
Is there a comfort zone? Because I haven't, I don't think Laura and I have seen it for probably about a year and a half, 2 years.
Step into that comfort zone.
I don't even know if my comfort zone even exists anymore. Every day I'll be stepping out. I'm like, okay, I don't even meet in comfort zone. I'm like, danger, yay! Take a chance.
So, yay! So Andrea,
yay!
I have to ask you a question. So, I've asked all of the fabulous speakers this, mm-hmm. and I have to ask you this. Mm-hmm. Who did you want to be? Let's go to 8-year-old Andrea. Who did you want to be when you grew up?
Whitney Houston, of course.
What was I thinking? Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to be
Whitney Houston from The Bodyguard.
Yeah.
With Kevin Costner.
Oh, and yes, I practice singing that song every day for a month.
Well, and you kind of had a similar experience of Whitney Houston, and you want to talk about it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
When you were up on stage singing for people?
Yeah, what was that?
Competition?
A little competition you did.
Oh, gosh, what? Gosh, I forget.
That's right, The Voice.
Oh, that old little thing. No.
So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Andrea was actually on the TV show The Voice. And
is it in England or here in...
No, The Voice UK, yeah. I was on UK.
The Voice.
It was actually the first Voice UK we had in the UK. And
who were the judges?
We had Tom Jones, we had Will I Am, Jesse J, and a guy called Danny O'Donoghue from The Script. We had.
Got you. And it was Tom Jones who is
new.
Who was Trigger
Happy. Whoa. It was actually Tom Jones that chose you, is that correct?
It was. And I you know what? That even that, like, I know that even that experience was just divine, because I remember I had the biggest fear. One of my biggest phobias was auditions. And it was
that's a big audition.
Yeah.
Right? But I said go big or go home, innit? Like, I wanted to conquer my fear of rejection. I wanted to conquer it, and I wanted to face it. And I thought to myself, well, I'm gonna do this show. And I remember getting through the round, like, you have to do all these back auditions. So it's so we had to do like three or four back auditions. And I remember getting through the first one and I was like, wow. Got through the second one, I was like, wow. And I remember speaking to Spirit, you know, at the time I was into church really a lot. Mm-hmm. I remember praying and I was just saying to God, is this what you want me to do? And, you know, just give me a sign. And he literally said, Tom Jones is going to turn around for you. And I was like, Tom Jones? And he was like, yeah. I said, okay, cool. And I remember going to the set the next day. We had to have our final rehearsal with our voice coaches. And I remember being in the room with a voice coach, and he was like a super spiritual guy as well. And like literally we were talking about the possibilities, and he literally was just like, Andrea, like, I don't know why I'm saying this, and I'm probably not supposed to say this, but I just feel like I know who's going to turn around for you. And literally at the same moment, we both said Tom Jones. And we felt that, you know, Holy Spirit presence. I don't know, you know what I mean? When you get the goosebumps
in your
body. And I was just like, well, we'll just see how it goes. And then...
Yeah, we call them truth bumps.
Right, yeah, the truth bumps. We had that. And I remember a few weeks later, we had to have... The real auditions was coming up, and literally the night before my grand passed away.
And
like, oh my gosh, I was like, I can't do this show. I can't, you know, we were in the hospital all night and I was just like, you know, no. And then I just remember hearing this soft voice sort of saying, I would really want you to do this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I feel like I need to do this. And my mum was like, yeah, absolutely. So I remember going in and they literally were like, yeah, you're on first. I was like,
oh man.
Like, yeah, no pressure or anything, you know, like, you know, and I was just like, okay, just, and I thought, well, no one's not going to turn around for the first person, not even Tom Jones. So I just thought, okay, this is over to, into the hands of the gods. And I remember stepping out on stage, and I told, if you watch the YouTube video, guys, you will see the almost shock that I realized I was actually on the stage and I was really singing and there was really an audience, because that music started and I just heard the dunk, dunk, and I was like, wait, this is not a rehearsal. And I just like, I don't remember when. I just started singing. And Tom Jones turned around for me, and he was the only judge that turned around. And I thought to myself, if like spirit saying it to me, I'd never believe that me being the first one out there that any of the judges would pick me, because they got hundreds of other singers to hear, you know. And I was like, you know, but yeah, that's, and that's how the story went. So I was on Team Tom, got to the battle rounds, and then they sent my butt home.
Just your butt, nothing else?
Yeah, just my butt. So right now this is,
well, I will tell you, like, being chosen by Tom Jones, like, Tom Jones is like an American treasure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he is, the rest of the names you said, I had no idea who they were, but everybody knows who Tom Jones is.
Black Eyed Peas. You know who Will I Am.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I didn't know the name. I get it now, but like, I didn't know the name.
Yeah.
So, all right. So my next question, Andrea, mm-hmm. is, so we know that when you were 8 years old, you wanted to be Whitney Houston when you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want to be now when you grow up, besides me and Laura?
Me.
Good. That's the answer I've been looking for.
I'm free to be me.
Yeah.
I'm free to be me. You know what? I've gotten to that space in my life where I don't want to be anybody else but me. I love being me. I love learning about me. I'm so interesting all by myself. Like... Why do I need to be anybody else? Like, my life has been so interesting, and the way that I'm able to, that I love connecting with people, and the way that I'm able to connect with people, like, I love being me. Like, I had a total stranger around my house for dinner yesterday that I met in the supermarket in the morning.
I forgot to tell Laura the story. I'm glad you reminded me. I'll have to tell her about it. That was a divine intervention right there.
Divine.
Purple banana effect. Purple banana effect.
Yes.
So, well, that is absolutely beautiful. So tell me, Andrea, when you're not on Wisdom, what do you, and or on video calls with me?
With Tina. Till 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
I know. Sorry.
What kind of things do you like to do with your time?
I love talking. So
pick up strangers in supermarkets.
Yeah, I go to the supermarket and I just, you know, invite strangers around to my house for dinner. And, you know, then they turn up with somebody who I met 8 years ago as a stranger in a nail shop, you know, another one.
Oh, so it,
you know, this funny stuff happens. But
and give you the answer to something that has been plaguing you for months,
literally. Yeah, they come with an answer that I've been praying about and speaking about and, you know, opening my mouth and confessing that I want to happen. And they just come with that. So, you know, I don't believe in coincidences. I don't believe that when I met Tina and Laura, I don't believe it was a coincidence.
Agreed.
I believe in divine appointments, and you know, I love it. I love it. I live for it every day. That's what I live for. Unless I'm just watching TV to stop my brain from thinking about universal stuff all the time, because I get really. Yeah.
I find it hard to believe that you are able to stop. I bet you while you're watching the TV show, you're still going into that space because I know you.
Or yelling at the TV.
Or yelling at the TV like,
you're
that's
rude.
You're rude. Rude.
And that and I've been listening for all the little spiritual messages that are going to come through the TV program. Like I won't watch stuff unless I feel like there might be some nuggets in there. I literally wait for the universe to send me little nuggets and I'm like, ooh, that was a tasty little nugget. All right, let's go. So yeah, I'm pretty much always in this space apart from when I'm not.
You're so cute. So for those of you that are listening that maybe don't know, Andrea is actually going to be our MC, our master of ceremony for Fab U. And she is also going to sing a little ditty for us while she's there, which we are super, super excited about. And Andrea, so that everybody, our wisdom listeners, and also because we do also put this on both of our podcasts, Who Said You Have To and The Oracle and the Warrior. So it's a broad range. Most of the people on Wisdom know, but for everyone, will you tell everybody how you got involved with Fab U?
Oh, how did I get involved with Fab U? So obviously I met you guys through Ryan Allen, who I absolutely just adore. And he talked about these amazing women in Utah who were doing an event. And, you know, I think as soon as I heard it, I knew I wanted to be involved. I knew that I wanted to be involved. I didn't really put myself forward. I just thought to myself, you know what? The universe will, if this is meant to be, it's meant to be. And I think did I go on, I don't think I went on to one of your talks. Did I go into one of your talks first? I think I did, if I remember right.
I think either you came on one of mine or I came on one of yours or something like that. I can't remember which way it was, but I do remember whichever way it was, we ended up or whatever our timer was, we reset the timer several times.
Yeah.
and then immediately I called Laura and said, OMG. This lady is amazing. You've got to meet her.
I said the same thing to my mom. I was like, I just met this amazing woman and they've got this event and I really want to go to it. Even if I'm just in the audience, I want to go. And I was just like, I don't know. I said, there's something about them and there's something about their event. So I think it was really, you know, divine. It was really, really
divine. Oh, absolutely.
You know, and then the way that, you know, myself and Tina, the way that we connected was just, it was so beautiful and so lovely and just so natural. And then I met Laura and it was just easy, you know, it was just easy to just.
Laura is kind of easy.
Like Sunday morning.
You're easy girl.
But we don't talk about that. That's okay. In her past now.
And we don't talk about Bruno. Okay.
I healed from that. I healed from it.
She healed from it.
Girl, I'm still healing. No, not really.
I forgave myself. Okay.
There's no judgment here.
No, there is absolutely no judgment whatsoever. But yeah. No, I fell in love with the idea. I fell in love with what you guys were talking about and what you wanted to do. And it really resonated with me on such a deep level. And, you know, I really believe in Fab U. I really believe in, you know, helping people to heal, because I always say that, you know, people want to hear, but when you're hurting, you can't hear. Hurt people can't hear.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. we need that space where healing can take place and where healing is available from people who are just really real about what they're doing and just really passionate about what they're doing. And I love it. I love what you guys do. I love the space that you have at Free Will, you know, with all your practitioners. It's just a really,
I know we have 16 now. 16 practitioners. We just had three more sign on last week. So yeah, we're super excited.
I did want to clarify, we did this on our last chat, that Fab U is not a wisdom event.
Correct.
Like most of the speakers that will be here do have a wisdom platform. The Fab U, which is Forgive, Allow, Become You conference here in Utah, is not an actual wisdom event.
Right. Wisdom is not sponsoring Fab U. actually, Free Will Healing is not sponsoring FabU.
Tina and Laura.
I was going to say Tina and Laura and Andrea are not sponsoring FabU. It is God's event, and we are all supporting it.
Yes, we are supporting FabU. But if there's anybody who wants to sponsor FabU and you are listening, I would really urge you to get in touch with Tina and Laura, because sponsoring FabU would be amazing. Just saying.
Yes, absolutely.
There are bills to pay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the event,
God doesn't pay in cash.
Yeah.
So come up with that.
Yeah. And we do have a GoFundMe. If you are an individual, if you know, you're like, what can I do? I can only give $10 or $20 or whatever. Well, you know what? 1,000 people give $20 and we're at our budget. You know, that's it. We as individuals can do so much more than we realize that we can do. And, you know, it is, at first we were really focused on corporate sponsors. And then I realized through an experience that my husband had that it matters where the money comes from. It matters where the money comes from because it is energy. Mm-hmm. And we start the event out with love, with the money being coming from the energy of love. And it just enhances because, you know, Laura and I, one of the biggest things that we encounter here at Free Will Healing, which is kind of plays into the whole FabU, is people come to us and say, how do I find self-love? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if it was easy, you know, everybody would do it, because when you're in a space of self-love, just pure self-love, it doesn't hurt anymore. Nothing hurts. You have no need or desire to judge others because, you know, why do we judge others? Well, it's a distraction from looking within. Right. And why are we unkind to others? Well, it's a distraction from looking at our own shit within us. And so when we find that space of self-love, as you know, Andrea, we no longer have the need to judge others. We no longer have the need to be unkind to others for no reason, because when there's a situation, we're willing to look within and say, okay, what's my part in this? And so that's exactly what FabU is raising the vibration of humankind by finding that space of self-love, you know, that those first steps, which is forgiving yourself for being human and flawed. Allowing what the universe is going to give you, because so many times, you know, God told me one time, he said, I keep trying to give you an ocean. You keep stopping me at 3 drops and saying, no, I'm good. Share with the rest of the world.
Yeah.
He said, it's like, you think that I'm going to run out of oceans.
Yeah.
I have one for everyone.
Yeah.
And so, you know, forgive, allow, and then become you with no fear, no judgment. Just become you, whoever that is. Yeah. Whoever that is, it's okay.
It's okay.
We're going to love you.
But a lot of us are very fearful of that. A lot of us are very, I was fearful. And, you know, even in my journey now, there are unhealed parts of me, or there are parts of me that are healing. And, you know, I will have moments of insecurities. I will have moments where I don't feel as fabulous. I have moments where I, you know, might feel ugly and I'm like, what am I doing? And I have to really check myself, because I go back to that old mindset that I lived with for many, many years. And it's so easy to kind of go back there, but it's like, wait, no, I'm not, I don't feel like that anymore. And this is what I choose to experience in this moment. And it's really being, you know, self-aware, but having the ability to self-regulate. And that's what FabU and these events will help people to do. It will give them the tools to enable us to self-regulate, because it's easy to say, oh, you know, when you're like this, choose something else. Yeah. Oh, all right. How do I do that? You know, that's
right.
A lot. Well, how do I choose something else when I've never chosen something else? And I think one of the first things is actually knowing that you can choose something else. That
right.
Knowing that it's actually an option. Thank you for the loves. You know, knowing that it's actually an option that you can choose. When I've gone through situations and I've been in the midst of it, and then I hear spirit say to me, oh, you know, you can choose something else. And I have that aha moment and I'm like, but how can I choose to be happy when I feel so sad? And it's like, just choose. And then I say, okay, I choose happiness. I choose to be happy. And then I put on my favorite song and I'm like, I'm crying and dancing around the room and I'm choosing to be happy. And before you know it, I haven't even realized that I've moved from that sad space. And the next thing you know, I'm literally skipping around and I'm excited and I'm happy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, happy came. Wow. It really does work.
Exactly. So I meant to say, so if anybody wants to give to the GoFundMe, you can find a link to that in mine and Laura's profile. If you just click on our cute little faces there, and takes you to our profile, and the GoFundMe link is actually in there. Or you can go to GoFundMe and just type in FabU and it should pull it up. Mm-hmm. Also, if you're interested in sponsorship options, you can email us at contact@freewillhealing.com and we will send you all of the information. So,
and for more, for tickets,
oh yeah,
you go to Eventbrite and also search FabU, and you can also reach the ticket link through our Free Will Healing website, which is www.freewillhealing.com, and there is a button up there for FabU. There are two buttons, actually. The one for Seasons Miracle, which is actually Ryan's solo event on the 20th. But you can get all the information there, learn about the speakers, dates. Of course, it's December 16th and 17th.
Right. Meet and greet is on the 16th, and the main event is on the 17th.
In beautiful St. George. Hopefully we could get some out-of-town people here that haven't been to St. George.
Yes. Yeah.
Beautiful. Tina and I relocated here, 2 years ago-ish?
Yeah.
From beautiful Texas by the ocean.
Yeah. But I do miss the ocean.
I do miss the ocean, but the beautiful, beautiful scenery here and hiking, and there's just so much to do. So if you do come, make it a mini vacation, maybe.
And there is a very special energy here that is hard to describe.
If you've been to Sedona, Arizona, I'm going to say it's even better.
Yeah, it's like Sedona, Arizona on steroids.
Yeah.
Those places, I'm really excited to be coming to Utah. So anybody from England, you know, let's fly out there and show the Utahrians how it goes.
The Utahrians.
You sound like an alien race. I'm actually Texan.
Yeah. So, Andrea, what is your hope for FabU?
My hope for FabU is that it does exactly what the universe entailed and desired for it to do. Because I just think people who have a desire to have that supernatural experience of just being around other like-minded and other like-hearted people, you know, when you create that space, it's literally life-changing. You know, you can never not have that experience again, and you will never have this experience again. There will never be a first FabU again. This is a experience, and I just think anybody who's even thinking about it, who feels that tug in their heart that this is where they need to be, please listen to that tug in your heart. It's not going to lead you wrong, and it's not telling you a lie. So whatever you need to do to get there, if you need to speak to someone, listen, lend me money. I need to go to FabU. Go borrow if you need to. Do what you need to do. Get there. It's going to be life-changing. And I'm so excited to be a part of it and to, you know, be your MC for the evening. You're going to have to listen to my British accent all night long.
We will love it. And your beautiful face.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we're super excited about you being MC. And I mean, you just, like Laura was saying earlier, you just bring a whole nother level of amazing to the event.
Mm-hmm. I'm honored. I'm actually
fabulous, but you're going to kick it over that little notch of fantastic.
Yeah.
Listen, I am coming to just rock your socks off. You know, I'm coming ready to put on a show for you guys like never before. Like, I'm going to come and I'm going to be on 100% for you guys. Like, I'm
Let me just tell you, both of our husbands have not agreed to dance around in G-strings, but we could probably talk them into it. They could be your backup dancers.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to have to bring out my black leather boots for that one.
It's a May for walking. And my mother is actually going to be here then as well. Is your mama coming with you?
She's hoping to. I will be bringing maybe one or two people with me. So, yeah, you'll have a little London crew coming. So there's a lot of traveling with me. But, yeah.
My mom will be here from Texas, so we can have her hang out with your mom.
We'll see what we can make happen. I know she really wants to be there. She's a big fan of you guys. So I know she really wants to be there. And she adores Ryan as well. So, yeah, I know she wants to be
there. She's beautiful. She's just such a great, amazing lady. I love your mom to death. She's she is so cute.
And she tolerates you. That's the most important thing.
Listen, there you go. Tolerate me for this amount of years of their life has got to be great. Seriously.
She's got a big heart. I'm just kidding. We love
her. Big.
Yeah. She is just such an amazing lady. I remember the very first time I met your mother was when we were, I came to speak to your advanced class via Zoom.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, I knew that your mother was in there, but I didn't know which one was your mom at first. But then, you know, as I'm like looking at the faces, as soon as I heard her speak, I was like, Andrea's mom. That is Andrea's mom.
Yeah.
Right there. Just her energy is so just pure love. Just absolute pure love. And from what I've heard, an absolutely amazing designer.
She is. She makes love. She's literally in the living room right now. As like a little worker bee making outfits because her daughter's going to Utah and she wants her daughter to look fat.
So, a little chilly.
Yeah, she's there sewing on her machine, making me clothing. And I said, Mom, nothing too short, too revealing, you know. So yeah, we're working on it. She's excited to showcase her designs. So yeah,
she's like, I didn't bring enough material to cover all your goodies.
Oh, she took me shopping. She made me go shopping and we had to buy more material. So yeah, we will be covered.
So you can cover all your goodies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got to cover the goodies.
Your nugget.
These out. Yeah, it's not that type of show.
Well, we are just, we are so absolutely honored to have you coming, and you are such an amazing human. And I mean, we're so blessed with all of the speakers.
Oh.
You know, Sean James, we're going to do a live Facebook with Sean James tomorrow. We have Kristen Brown, who I'm telling you, she is just a powerhouse. She's an amazing, absolutely amazing human. And just her ability to cut through the bullshit, you know, and just speak in a manner that she can be heard, but also in a way that it doesn't feel judgmental. It doesn't feel like you're being attacked, or it's just love. You know what I mean? But it's just, you know, yeah. And of course, Mojo, who is just, he is a bundle of energy. You know, whenever I speak to him, I say, how are you doing? He says, if I was doing any better, I'd get arrested. And he's just like the cutest, like he would be the best big brother ever, you know? And, you know, Ryan Allen, who's coming from the UK, like you are, and, you know, is just, he's a powerhouse too. And, you know, I feel very, very strongly that something, I know with a surety that cannot be shook, that something miraculous is going to happen that day. I don't know what it is. I don't know. You know, I always say, I don't know if,
is he showing up himself?
You know, I mean, it is his event. So it is God's event. So is he going to, you know, it is, everybody just going to feel a big hug? Is it going to be a bright light? Is he going to walk up on the stage and, you know, take the mic out of my hand and say, oh, honey, go sit down. I'll take it from here. You know, who knows?
We can only imagine. I just know it's going to be magical. I know it's going to be life changing. And I know that anyone who is listening to this right here, right now, if you're listening to this and you even have an inkling that you want to be in the building, like, I think that just do whatever you can, you know, speak to Tina, speak to Laura, reach out to them, and, you know, just make it happen, because it's gonna be phenomenal. I'm excited. I've been saying it, and I've really, and you know, all, you know, as much as we're having fun with this, all jokes aside, I've really felt so strongly in my spirit, in my soul, that everything changes after December 16th. There is going to be such a huge shift, because even the fact that December 16th is a really, really important day for me. It's actually, it was the day that I found out that my dad had his car crash. So it was literally the day I lost the version of my dad that I knew. But that same date was the date that I gave birth to ISI. ISI was born a year after my dad's, I think it was a year or 2 years after my dad's accident, that I decided I needed to heal. I think it was 2 years after, actually. And ISI was born on December 16th. And I know that that is a very...
You didn't know that. That's fabulous.
Yeah. So it's a big deal for me. So, you know, I've even said to all my ISITES that... Mm-hmm. You know, we're having our celebration a bit earlier, because I'm going to be in Utah, literally celebrating 2 years of ISI as well. So it's just, I just know that something amazing is going to happen. And if you're hearing this, you do not want to miss it. You do not.
Maybe make it an early Christmas present.
Yeah.
To yourself, yeah. or a gift to somebody else.
And pay it forward, you know, because the thing is, as well, like, even if you can't be there and you know somebody who can or would like to, or even if you don't know somebody who would like to and you would like to sponsor a ticket for somebody, please do get in touch with Tina and Laura and pay it forward for somebody that you think would really benefit from this. Buy them a ticket, or just donate the money so that, you know, we could have some tickets to give away, you know, so... I think that would be great.
Right. And as soon as we are able to raise the money for the budget to do live streaming, because, you know, our intent is to do live streaming as well. But we have to, before we offer those tickets, we want to make sure that we can pay for it. So because unfortunately, we have to pay for all of that up front before. You know, it's not like, what is it, the Hamburglar, you know, I would gladly eat a burger today and pay for it tomorrow.
I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
And there you go. Yeah. It doesn't quite work like that, you know, in actual business. So, but I did want to say, Andrea, you know, December 16th is a very special day for me as well, which you already know this, but for everyone else, my middle daughter, Faith, was born on December 16th, and she lived for about 30 minutes and then she passed away. She was born very early, but that event changed my entire life for the good. You know, I mean, obviously I was sad for quite some time, you know, but so December 16th is a special day for myself as well. And I don't find it to be a coincidence that...
Yeah, none of it was planned in that, in that aspect.
It's not a coincidence that Faith was born on December 16th. Like, even when you just say that, Faith was born on
December. My daughter Faith, And Faith was born on December,
Your daughter Faith, and the name that she carries and what the word and represents, December 16th, Faith, it's Faith's birthday, you know? And... guys, like, this is not coincidence. None of this is coincidence. This is, you know, Faith was born, and, you know, my dad, my life changed, and ISI was born, and, you know, it's a life and death are a part of the cycle. And imagine on that every day, you experience the life and a death on that very date, I experienced a death and a life.
Yeah, and exactly.
It's something's going to die on that day and something's going to be reborn on that day. You know, I think it's literally like the universe, the beginning of the universe being born again.
And I know rebirthing itself.
Yeah, rebirth. It's, you know, it's that dying of the old season that we've been in, this dark season that we've been in, and it's the birth of the new season that we're moving into, where people are really waking up and finding their spirituality and really finding their relationship with God and moving from that space of, you know, being boxed in by religion and moving into that space of relationship, that birth of religion. Like, I just know that this is huge, and people, you don't want to miss it. I know I'm not going to miss it. So yeah,
it's gonna. We're happy you're not going to miss it.
Yeah, we're very excited that you're not going to miss it. We're so excited to have you there and have you as our MC, and we just love you so much, Andrea. You're such an amazing human. So if people want to follow you on social media, how would they find you on social media?
Okay, I am on pretty much all of the platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and just at Andrea Nile or at Miss Nile. Usually, if you just type in Andrea Nile, my stuff comes up. If you want to check out my music, I'm on Spotify. You can actually go and stream the song that I'll be singing, which is One Voice, on Spotify or YouTube. It's on YouTube. If you type in Andrea Nile, One Voice, you can go and have a listen to the song.
It is beautiful.
Thank you.
It is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, so yeah, you can find me on all the platforms. So yeah.
So if somebody wants to have you as their life coach, how do they go about contacting you for that?
Okay, so
if they want to be part of your group of people that you coach.
Okay, so I coach men and women. I do actually have men and women. We're doing an event on Saturday, which Tina will be speaking at via the wonderful internet. We'll be streaming Tina, and that's so they can check out my website. It's isicoaching.co.uk. Or you can DM me on Instagram, you can DM me on here, you can DM me on Facebook as well, you can message me and I will respond to you, or somebody in my team will get back to you, and you can get a free consultation. You know, it doesn't cost anything to have a consultation and speak to us and see if you're really serious about changing your life and getting into that space of healing and doing what you've never done to get what you've never got, then yeah, do get at me.
And your event on, it's November 5th, right? Saturday is November 5th.
Yes, the 5th of November. Remember the 5th of November.
The 5th of November. You have Ryan Allen is going to be speaking as well, correct?
Yes, Ryan Allen will be in the building. So he's actually going to be live with us. It's a live event. So it's not a virtual event. It's a real event where we're going to be doing a letting go ceremony. So we're going to be letting go of the past and we're going to be moving into this present moment.
And did you get the eggs?
Yeah, we got the egg. So I'm just telling Tina this on air. So like what I was talking about today, we were planning the running order and I was like, yeah, we totally need to get Tina to, you know, do that bit where we're going to do the egg ceremony, because I've never done it before.
We're doing the egg ceremony. Egg ceremony, we'll need to have Laura or Jen Scheib. I just know how to rub the egg on myself. Like ceremony wise, I'm not so great at that. That's not my forte. That's something that would be more.
Is this indoors or outdoors?
You guys are doing it outdoors, right?
Yeah, it's indoors and outdoors, but so that egg ceremony, we've got a log pit fire and everything.
Okay, yeah, fire pit.
So yeah, so Laura, listen, if you're up for it, we would love to have someone to guide us through the egg ceremony, because I have no clue how to do it. I just know that we want to do it. So if you're right.
I will get with you off air, and we'll check out times and stuff like that.
Awesome.
If nothing else, I'm sure that Laura can give me the verbiage, but it would be much better for her to do it herself.
Yeah.
So.
No idea how to do it. Me and I, you know, I was like, look, I'm up for it, and I know the universe will make a way. So yeah, I'm here for it. See, the universe does what it does.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a fun ceremony.
Yeah, and we're doing a letter writing ceremony where we're going to write letters to our past selves and do fab you, you know, forgive, allow, become.
Awesome.
Uh-oh.
Oh, sorry. So Andrea is, as we said, Andrea is going to be our Fab You MC, and she's also going to be performing her song One Voice. She wrote that, I believe, herself. And she will be performing that at Fab You.
Fab You. Allow Become
yes.
You.
Yeah, very excited.
December 16th and 17th in beautiful St. George, Utah.
Yes. What will we be letting go of? You know, that's Fab You. What will we be? That's a tongue twister. What will we be forgiving and allowing and then becoming? You know, so we're aiming to become us. The true versions of us, the us that we've always believed we could be, the you that you've always believed you can be, the you that you know you are inside, but just don't know how to get it out. This is what we are here to do. So I'm excited. I'm excited about Fab You.
We're super excited about having you. And we just love you so much, honey. And just thank you so much for...
Yes, thank you for accepting that role that we sort of... asked you late, but thank you for accepting.
My pleasure. You guys put me in my zone. Like, yes, this is me. I can do that. Yes, I gladly twinkle across the stage for you guys.
Well, we love you so much, and we just think the world of you. And thank you so much for giving your time. Is there anything you want to promote real quick before we go?
No, really. You know, just like, as I said, if you guys want to get in touch with me, please DM me here on Wisdom. I do check my messages and come and do talks from time to time. But, you know, do get at me on Instagram and Facebook. And yeah, just come and check out the magic.
All righty. Well, we love you, sweet girl.
Thank you, lovely.
And I believe Laura's going to contact you back channel real quick to talk to you about some logistics of sound quality. For your performance. So love you, and stay up just a few more minutes for us, okay?
Yes, I'm here. It's still
all right, sweet girl.
Take care, and thank you.
Thank you so much, Andrea.
Much love.
Much love, sweet girl. So thank you, everyone, for taking your time to listen to our interview with the spectacular Andrea Nile. She is just such an amazing human.
And I know, I can't wait to be just in the presence of her energy.
I know. Can you imagine? It's going to be like just, I mean, everybody there is so amazing. Yeah. And to have all of them in the same room.
In the same room. It's going to be.
And, you know, Andrea has this energy of just pure love and excitement, you know, mm-hmm. And it's going to be like, I don't know that I'm going to sleep the whole time that everybody's here. It's going to be like so much energy zooming around. But anyways, so everybody, remember, if you want to go, if you want to contribute to Fab You and help us make this a reality, please go to GoFundMe. If you go to our profile here, you can get the link, or you can just go to GoFundMe and Google or search Fab You, raising the vibration of humankind. And or if you want to be a sponsor, sponsorships start at $350 and go up to $2,500. So please contact us at contact@freewillhealing.com. Also, if you would like to purchase tickets or get information, you can go to www.freewillhealing.com/FabU. There's also a button for Seasons Miracle, which is Ryan Allen's
solo
event. Mm-hmm. But either one of those, you can go there, and if you click on purchase tickets, you can go buy tickets from there.
And it gives you information, links to St. George, like where you can fly into if you're coming from out of town, all that good stuff on there.
Yeah, and we have hotels that we've signed agreements with. If you make reservations at any of the two hotels we have on there, they have special rates for FabU attendees.
So those are unfortunately only available up until November 15th.
Right.
After that, you could book, of course, but it won't be with the group rate.
Right. So anyways, everybody have a wonderful day and remember that you are loved exactly as you are.
Peace.
If you have suggestions for topics that you would like us to cover or you have a question, please feel free to contact us via email at whosaidyouhaveto@gmail.com. If you would like to know more about Free Will Healing, Tina or me, visit our website at www.freewillhealing.com.
And also, please check the show notes for all of our Who Said You Have To social media links on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, where you can follow or subscribe to get updates for any upcoming events or personal appearances near you.
We encourage you to have faith in yourself.
And remember,
Who said you have to?